stuck. Neo, Let Me Love You on BBC Radio 1. Right, grab your laptop, go to your computer, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you can watch us guessing our first mystery guest, who was actually on the phone. But yeah, you'll still be able to watch us trying to guess. So, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and then you can click the little button and watch it live. Just wait for Adam to chat in my ear and go, ready? Okay, there you go, all right. All right, let's do that now then. Ready? Let's switch on the webcam. There you are.
Hi.
Hi, viewer.
Morning.
I always think at this point when we switch to mic, not one person is watching.
I think one person. I think there must be like three, maybe.
We're up to
maybe
15 four. By now at least.
15?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
It grows quite quickly.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
stop bragging.
Yeah.
So, look, our mystery guest is on the phone, so we need to guess who our mystery guest is. So, let's do that now. Who wants to go first?
Can I go first?
Should I do the 30-second rule?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, it could be quite fun.
So, we're going to do it in 30 seconds.
Okay. Ready? In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, mystery guest. Are you a man?
Yes, I am.
Are you a man from the world of television?
Yes, I am.
Are you a television presenter?
That's a difficult one to answer that.
Oh, okay. Are you, have you been a guest on this show?
Yes, I have, yeah.
You've got 10 seconds.
I don't know who you are. Here's Tina.
Hi, are you a comedian?
No.
Are you a chef?
No.
This is fun, I'm making it 60 seconds. Go.
Dave? A chef? No. Go, Dave.
Sorry, did we...
No, I'm not a chef.
So we don't know what he is yet?
No.
Are you from the world of music?
No.
Sport.
Keep going, go.
No.
Acting.
Yes.
You're an actor. Are you...
Are you
British?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
I think I know.
Do you?
Yeah,
say it.
Okay, ready? You have 2 seconds.
David Tennant.
Yay!
Well done.
I heard a little tone in his voice, and I thought he sounded just like David Tennant.
Morning, David.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Morning. Lovely surprise.
It's very lovely to be part of your victory lap.
Oh, thank you. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in a car park in Bristol.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say you're in like Rio de Janeiro filming.
Yeah. Or a location in the Bahamas.
Is there a backstory to the car park, or is it?
No, let's not ask.
Okay.
That's David's business.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Matt, what are you up to? How are things?
I'm doing an ITV thing, so that's why I'm filming. That's why I'm up this early.
Oh,
I just wanted to be part of this farewell to you. It's a historic occasion.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, what a lovely surprise. Mm. And by the way, what a great voice. You should.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you haven't used that yet in anything that you've done, you should.
It was a bit like, what's his name in The Vicar of Dibley? That's what I was going for.
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
So you're up very early filming. So you're that's way too early to be working.
Oh, we turn over at 7:30. I'm in my costume already.
Wowzers! Wow. Always in a costume.
Now, what could it be in a car?
Are you a nurse?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Well, are people always on television dramas? It's easy.
A nurse? Did you say clown?
Detective.
I'm a detective, yeah. I'm doing a detective.
In the olden days?
No, in the modern days. Oh. In the right now days.
Is this a brand new thing that you're doing?
It is.
Are you fighting...
Me and Olivia Colman as a sort of Cagney and Lacey.
So you're fighting crime on the main streets of Bristol?
Well, it's actually set in Dorset. It's all a bit confusing. It's the magic of television. Mm.
Right. Television is all such a big lie. Mm.
It's all a big lie, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it's lovely to see. I haven't seen you for such a long time. I haven't seen you since last year, since we hosted that concert, in Manchester. Which was brilliant.
Quite an epic night.
Mm. I remember standing there thinking, oh, this is great. And I had a suit on and I felt, you know, like I was all dressed up looking nice. And then David has his suit on. Mm-hmm. And then we stood next to each other and it was like Laurel and Hardy. It really was. You had, you know, David stood there all tall and thin and good looking and me all short and fat and dumpy next to him.
You looked very hot that night, Chris.
Well, I look
better now. That's because the air conditioning wasn't on.
It was very, very hot. Oh, man. Oh, David Tennant, I love you. I think you're such an amazing actor. I really do.
Well, the feeling's entirely mutual, Chris, and the world is going to miss you. It's going to be like the Ravens leaving the tower.
Oh, I like that. That sounds epic.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, it's going to be like Raven leaving Secrets, that lap dancing place. Remember, she was very popular.
She was a dark-haired girl, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Hey, David, listen, I'm kind of doing a little bit of acting with my next job.
I've heard this, yes. You're doing a bit of Pontius Pilate, is that right?
I'm Herod.
Oh, Herod, sorry. Right, right, great. And, that's very exciting.
Well, it is. It's all very new, but I kind of get to do a bit of acting in, like, even though I don't speak because there's no dialogue in Jesus Christ Superstar, but I do get to act like with my face and my arms and my movements.
That's the one. Jesus Christ, is that one?
Yeah.
Very good. I look forward to that.
Well,
when will I be coming to see it? When is my free ticket coming?
Whenever you can make it, I will buy you a ticket.
Well, I'm doing a bit of presenting. It's like we're swapping careers, Chris.
Really? What are you doing?
I'm doing a comedy panel show called Comedy World Cup this Saturday night
for Channel 4.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's the only thing with David is he's just ridiculously talented at everything, and he's one of those people that if he went, I've never made a souffle before, I'm going to make a souffle. It would be a really good souffle.
He'd win MasterChef, wouldn't he?
Yeah, probably.
No, I wish that was true. I think a souffle is quite hard, isn't it?
Oh, but it's...
It would be if I made it.
Oh! I don't know where to go with that comment. So you all dressed up now in your outfit?
In my slightly shabby suit,
yeah. Oh,
and my hush puppies.
Oh, I love it.
Because that's what all the detectives wear, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's all.
It's for sneaking up on baddies, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want noisy shoes.
You don't want squeaky shoes, because otherwise the baddies will always get away.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh well, what a lovely surprise! Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day. And
I would not. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. It's a very. This is a big week. This is, you know, entertainment history. You're moving on from this show. It's not going to be the same.
You're right. It is. And do you also feel like a lot of people that once we leave, Radio 1 will be rubbish and will probably close down?
Of course I do.
Thank you, David. Yeah. Thank you. It's the same. It's the same as I said when you left Doctor Who. It just will never be the same again. And you watch. It'll probably get cancelled. And I was wrong there. But you know. But
yeah, it's still doing pretty well. But hey, you know. It will be very different. Also, I also start to feel very old now.
What? Why?
Well, because you know. I feel like, you know, we were of the same generation and now there's some young child taking over.
Yeah, but the nice thing is, though, but when give him 6 months of doing this show, he won't look young anymore. that's what the one thing that Early Mornings does is age you ridiculously.
Next time I see you, you're going to look 24, aren't you?
Well, let's hope I start to finally look my age, yes. good luck with the filming and good luck with the show on Channel 4. Is it this Saturday?
Saturday 8:20 on Saturday night. Yeah,
I shall be tuning in. It's the Comedy World Cup show, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I shall be watching that, and I look forward to seeing you doing your presenting. Just do me a favour. Don't get into radio or parody songwriting. Just leave something for me to do.
There'll always be room for you, Chris.
Well, thank you very much, David. Have a lovely day. Lovely hearing from you, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, David.
Bye. Bye, David Tennant, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice surprise.
Nice. Yeah. He's gone now. I just felt I had to play a jingle or something.
You need a sort of grand exit, didn't
so
you?
He didn't kind of keep hanging on the phone.
Sure.
Got to be honest, it was really sweet with David Tennant. Mm. He contacted us a couple of weeks ago and said he wanted to be on this week, the Today Show. And we said, it's full, I'm afraid, you can't. And he was really
sweet.
You
turned him down?
We kind of said, there's no room. And he came back and said, I've got to be there in the last week. I've got to be there before you guys go. So all that he said was genuine.
That's very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
It's very nice.
Yeah, he's nice. I like him.
He almost watched Folk Face once at Glastonbury as well.
He did.
That's my claim to fame.
Yeah. And my claim to fame is from the same time. Mm. I was the first person to do knock, knock, who's there, doctor, doctor who, you just said it to him.
When he got the job.
He was just announced.
Yep.
And I did that joke with him, and he went, ah, of course. And I went, are you serious? People must have done it to you already. He goes, no, you're the first one. Unless he was just being very polite and humorous.
It was only a couple of years ago that I found out that he never actually watched our folk for his performance, because I told people for years that he did.
Well, I think
it was on your website.
Yeah,
it was on the website.
It was about 14 miles away from where we were at the time.
I still like to think of him being there in the crowd somewhere.
But he did try. He walked
I know.
And I'm serious.
He walked
for a good
mud.
Half an hour before he went, I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah.
I can't. And we didn't know where we were going. We were trying to find, you know.
He walked half an hour in the mud to not watch Folk Face.
Let's pretend that he
and
did.
It was worth every
was
step
it.
Of the way.
It really was, yeah.
David Tennant, how lovely. What a lovely surprise. Thank you very much. I like that. And by the way, thanks for you getting it. I would not have got that at all.
It was something in his
that
voice.
That was amazing.
Just a little tone
you know
of
who
voice.
I was, the only name I had in my head was Nick Frost randomly halfway through there.
And I was thinking Louis Walsh, and then I thought, but Louis can't do any other impression but Louis Walsh.
Yeah.
And even then he struggled. Well, how nice, David Tennant. Mm. Very sweet. Right. A double.